Hi, this is Ben Zorns from Ellerslie Mission Society. We wanted to give you a peek at a vital part of our Ellerslie semester training. On day two of a semester, Eric Ludi stands before the new troop of students and gives them a message unlike any other message they receive all semester long. It's called Foundations. It's a critical day packed with 4 hours of very significant spiritual matter. Well, to give you a snapshot of this day and its content, we have selected out 18 audio clips from the Foundation's message that we think summarize it fairly well. So if you ever decide to come to Ellerslie, you will already be primed and ready. This is clip 17 of 18 entitled Dealing with Our Spiritual Baggage. We hope you enjoy, and if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact us at www.ellerslie.com. Here's Eric Ludi.
Just because we're Christians in here doesn't mean we haven't been impacted and affected by the sin in this world. We have. And there's a lot of baggage in this room. There's a lot of things that need to be dealt with truth, not just with hugs. See, when you have just the gospel of a redefined grace, you know how we oftentimes deal with problems in the church? Through counseling and hugs. Oh, and if we just stand next to each other and sort of united together, maybe we won't feel as bad about what has happened to us. You know how Jesus deals with it? He comes in the power of his Spirit, and he speaks truth to our life and sets us free from all the webbing that the enemy has entrapped us with. It's like a cocoon of lies. He breaks it open. He says, here is my truth. This is the way I see you and I love you. Come into my presence and let me heal you and make you strong so that it's no longer about you and your victim realities, the things that have been happened, that have happened to you throughout your life. You are free from these things so that you can serve me with abandon. Wouldn't it be nice to get past some of that junk? Just shed it off. Just get rid of it for the rest of your life. And then when you see someone else that has this stuff, you can walk straight up to them and give them exactly what they need in the love and the compassion and the mercy of Jesus Christ. It doesn't mean you throw out compassion. It doesn't mean you throw out love. But you wield it to see them change and not to see them just hugged. We are not interested in giving just hugs here at Ellerslie, even though we do give hugs. We are interested in seeing real world change within your life. We have a message that we're going to give, and it's called Wonderful Counselor. We have this concept of a biblical counselor, or a Christian counselor in Christianity. It's not bad. It's a very good thing. And that is someone who will walk you through Scripture to bring you to truth. However, most counselors aren't that. Most counselors, they listen to you. They hear you share your struggles. You cry in front of them. And then they speak comforting words to you, but not necessarily truth. And they end up being a dependent point within your life. I need that counselor. I can't leave my hometown because that's where my counselor is. My psychologist is there. And I just need them. I need to be able to articulate my troubles with them. And sometimes parents become this. I want you to realize how Christianity works. Christianity is dependent upon Jesus Christ. He is our wonderful counselor. And you know what counselor means? In the Hebrew, it's not one who comes up and gives you a hug. It's a counsel for battle. You ready to go out and win? You ready to go out and take down the enemy? I'll show you how. He's a counselor. You know, have you ever heard of a war council? They all get together and they say, here's how we go out. He's not some band of men. He's one. He is your war council. He wants you to win. He wants you to trounce that enemy that has always kept you under his foot. If you are going to be a true help to other people here on this campus, you cannot be the one they turn to in their time of need. It doesn't mean they don't come to you. It means that they don't turn to you as the solution. There's a word in the New Testament, and it's the word that describes the Holy Spirit, and it's parakletos. And it means a helper, an enabler, the one who comes in for the rescue. They're the one who satisfies the need. Who is that satisfier? Who is the helper? It's God. And so you are not meant to be the parakletos. You are not meant to be the one that satisfies. You are not meant to be the one that can solve and save and be the ultimate rescuer of their problem. Here's your job. to be a mini parakletos, to be a helper to the helper, to be a champion to the champion. Someone comes to you and says, I know exactly where you need to go, to God. You're constantly ushering them back into the presence of God. He is your solution. He is your solution. You turn them to the Word of God and you show Jesus. You turn them to the Word of God and you say, here he is. Here's your solution. That's a lie. Here's the truth. We are champions for God. If you ever become one of those ones that is depended upon, I've known many people in the church. Women have a tendency to be this a lot quicker than men, by the way. But it's that one that has 10,000 people in her life and they all need her. She's their best friend. It doesn't mean that it's always a bad thing. It just means we need to be very watchful. Jesus is supposed to be that best friend. If you are amongst a whole bunch of sheep and there's a wolf pack out there and one of the sheep is like every day going off and finding its, you know, its right hoof eaten by the wolf, and they come back, you don't just surround that sheep and say, oh, poor sheep, you know, and just coddle it a little. You know what you do? Send it to the shepherd. Say, that shepherd will protect you right there. That's why we stay next to him. Your answer is the shepherd, not other sheep. Other sheep aren't much help against the wolves. The wolves are coming in, and you say, okay, sheep, shoulder to shoulder. You want the secret of Christianity? Nuzzle up against the ankle of your shepherd. Keep your eye trained on his eye. Wherever he steps, you step. You're safe. You know that if you are next to the ankle of your shepherd and a wolf pack surrounds you, you can look out at that wolf pack and say, in the name of my shepherd, back off. And they'll look at you and say, and they look up at the shepherd and say, in his name, not mine, in his name. Go. And it's an absolute mockery of the power of hell. And God loves it. The shepherd sort of winks at you. Says, good job. It's not your strength. It's not your authority. It's the shepherd's. And so if you're going to help other sheep, what's the secret for those sheep? The shepherd, you're not much help. You're a diddly squat little lamb without power in your own merit, without any authority on your own. Your authority lies squarely in his authority. You nuzzle up to the ankle of your shepherd and draw every other sheep unto the same spot to rest in the shadow of your shepherd.
So there you have it, how we here at Ellerslie deal with spiritual baggage. Thank you for listening. If you are interested in sampling the other audio clips from this 18-part series, or just interested in more information about Ellerslie training, then please visit our website at www.ellerslie.com. This is Ben Zorns from Ellerslie Mission Society, cheering you on as Christ cultivates his set-apart life within you.